So this is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm meeting with Mike Hansen at New West School. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you?
I'm well. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day, and you are principal here. Is that your title?
Correct.
Okay. And so one of the things that I would like to do is to spend some time just talking about what New West School actually is, because I'm not sure that everybody really knows about it. We know that there's another high school in Johnson County, but what is New West?
So I'd like to talk a little bit about the history, if that's okay. So in 2019, I had a conversation with the then principal at Buffalo High School, and I'd been working at Buffalo High School for 8 years at that time. And the question was, so what are we going to do with the students who are sort of falling in the cracks? What we're doing right now, and what we were doing right now is sort of what we were doing then was an online credit recovery program. So kids sitting on computers. And the success rate of that at the time was something like 24%. And so students who were already behind, by the statistics, 76% were becoming more behind. And so that wasn't sustainable. And so I offered to take whichever students that we identified and do something different. And that was the extent of the conversation at the time. And from that do something different, I requested that we move off campus someplace. And so we could use different, just have a different environment, use different methods of teaching. It would only be myself and one other teacher, so the students would be with us all day. We could build relationships with the kids.
Why did you feel it was important to move out of a peer group and a cohort of other high school students?
It's a bit of focusing on different things. Would it be a possibility to have a self-contained classroom within a high school and do something different within that space? Probably. But there's a code switch that happens when the students exit that room, and then suddenly they're playing by different rules. And so we just determined if we could take everybody and have them become part of a separate culture, that would be in our best interest. And we could focus on, with the kids, the things that would be most important for them to earn their credits and make progress toward their diplomas.
So the goal is graduating with a high school diploma?
High school diploma. So at that time, in the first year that we existed, in the 2019-2020 school year, we were a program of Buffalo High School. So essentially, they call it a school within a school model. We just happened to be off campus. And through the generosity of the Sheridan College in Johnson County, we were able to use two of their classrooms that weren't being used during the day. So Tara Hall and I had a group of 22 students down in those two classrooms, and we learned a lot that first year, for sure. We attempted to do all project-based learning, which sounded good in theory. In our minds, the students were going to earn their credits in math, science, social studies, and English, and they were going to do that through studying whatever was of interest to them. And that was all good and exciting, but our students were missing some of the skills that they needed to truly work independently. So we backed up off that model a little bit. The following school year, we became our own high school. And so that involved writing an application to the state, to the Wyoming Department of Education, explaining what it is we intended on doing, how we were going to do it. And we became New West High School instead of New West Alternative Program. And so in Wyoming, by state statute, alternative high schools serve any students whose educational needs are not being met by the traditional school in their district. And so that can be a wide variety of things. And so our students, this is our third year as a high school now, have come to us for a wide variety of things. Their families have just thought a smaller environment would be better. We've only got 30 students approximately. We started this school year with 32 students. So a smaller, more family-like environment was appealing to a lot of families. We really focus on the whole child. All of our students are people first and then students. And so we spend a lot of time making sure that everybody's basic needs are met. And whether that's providing a snack during the day or an ear to listen, that's what we begin with. Many of our students talk about anxiety. I think that's something that we hear about increasingly with all students, including high school students. And so switching class periods 8 times a day, the chatter in the hallway of 300 to 400 students, the things that can happen in the meantime, for students for whom anxiety is an issue, that can just increase that. And so we don't really, as you saw, we don't have hallways necessarily here. Our students go from one classroom to the next, and we just get settled, and we begin again. And we do 6 periods here, so fewer transitions.
So are students learning the same curriculum that you would in either the Casey or the Buffalo High Schools?
Mostly. So in Wyoming, the state of Wyoming requires students to earn 13 credits. So 4 language arts, and then 3 each science, math, and social studies. Beyond that, it's up to each district what to require. So both Buffalo and Casey High Schools require 28 credits. We require 20 credits for graduation. The 8 credits that we lopped off are all electives. We obviously can't offer wood shop and ag mechanics and choir and band and art, the arts and the things that larger high schools can. And so we focus on the credits that are required by the state and then offer some other things. As you saw, Mrs. Heil's teaching psychology this morning. We offer sociology. We've offered some different things in the past based on what our students' interests are and what our expertise is. We do require all of our students to earn a half credit each in personal finance. So we think all of our students should be able to graduate knowing how to budget. And so that's a requirement we have. All of our students take a half credit in career exploration, which can be a wide variety of things. Right now, some students are earning that credit through my business writing class. In the past, students have been able to earn that credit through some on-the-job experience combined with some other work. So depending upon what students' needs are, we're pretty creative with how students can earn those types of credits. And then all of our students earn a half credit in some sort of personal improvement, whether that's social-emotional learning, whether that's through psychology and understanding how the brain works. So when we were approved by the board have our own credit requirements when we began, we specifically identified those 3 areas that we would like all of our students to graduate with credits in.
So you've described it's a traditional curriculum, but you are teaching it or you're approaching it in a non-traditional way. Is that?
Yeah, I think the curriculum is set by the state, right? It's the Wyoming State Content and Performance Standards. But we do think about it differently. So Sasha Gossard last year taught an English class, but by way of nutrition. And so instead of focusing, say, on the classics, we thought, okay, so what kind of literacy skills do you need in order to understand nutrition well? And so the conversations that they had in that class were about that. So that came from students' interests and sort of what we were identifying that our students needed some information in.
So do you have a typical student? I think that there may be a stereotype that some people have in their mind that it's just for kids who just can't make it in a regular high school. Do you have a typical type of student? Who are you trying to really cater for?
I wouldn't say that there is a typical student. If our students have something in common, I think it's a yearning for connection. And so, as I mentioned earlier, it's important for us to think about each of the students as a whole person. And we spend time outside of the class structure working on building those relationships with kids. And so this year, for example, we spent the first 3 weeks of school, which is equivalent of 12 days because we're on a four-day week here, working on what we called essential skills training. So that included some team building and our students getting to know each other, learning to work together well, learning what our standards of behavior were here, and sort of what it looks like to navigate school. And not that the students didn't necessarily have all those skills, but our philosophy is we don't want to hold students accountable for anything we haven't taught them. And so whether that's behaviors in class or academic skills in class, well, we explicitly teach everything.
Okay. So how does a student find their way to New West? Do they come to you from straight out of eighth grade? Because I think this was the first year you were teaching freshmen.
Right.
Or do they get to a point in their high school career in another building and it's just not working well enough? How do they actually kind of get here?
So both ways. In the beginning, Tara and I approached students at Buffalo High School that we thought could benefit from a different environment. Since then, increasingly, parents call us and they express to us that their student is in need of something different, or that they want something different for their student. So that's one way. We are in fairly regular communication with the counselors at both Buffalo High School and Clear Creek Middle School. And so if there are students that could potentially benefit, sometimes we'll reach out or reach back to those counselors and say, what do you think? You know, would maybe so-and-so be a good candidate for New West High School? And they may mention it to the student, they may mention it to the family, and we'll take it from there.
So you could be at New West High School and graduate in 4 years, or right. Can you, if you are going at a slow, is it possible to go at a slower pace, a bit more like a college environment, and
yeah.
Just take it slower if maybe you have some kind of learning issues?
Both of those things are true. So we have a couple of students who will graduate this year after their junior years, and we've had that before too, that they've earned the credits now that they've needed to graduate, and they have to apply. That's district policy that if you're going to graduate early, that you have to apply to your principal and be signed off by the school board to leave school early. So we've got that. We also have a student who's in his sixth year of high school, and so he came to the district late and had been to a couple of different schools in the meantime. And, you know, in that case, sort of slow and steady is going to win out for him. So he'll graduate at semester.
But the requirement is that students come for a full school day. Can they leave campus?
So you might see New West students out and about the community during the school day. We have several that are doing on-the-job training or internships with different entities around the community. We've got a student down at Minerite. We've got a couple of students who are working over at Learning Tree Preschool. We've got students who work at the Virginian Restaurant. So we've got students who may be out in the community during the day. All of our students right now are registered for a full slate of 6 credits. And so we don't have anybody who's kind of a half-time student. We have had in the past, but that's an exception to the rule. So we've also had students who needed to take an extra credit or two, and so we will work on ways to do that, and maybe their school days extended a little bit. So
activities as well as education, it seems to build better all-round success for individuals. So when you're engaged in not only going to school all day, but you know, you're involved in other activities, and many of those are offered by the school district. Are New West students able to join in with, say, activities? Could they play on the football team? Or
absolutely. So we've got, this year, we've got students on the football team, on the Buffalo High School football team. There's students who are planning on playing basketball for Buffalo High School. Now that we've got a schedule that's similar to Buffalo High School's, there hasn't been any issues. Last year, our school day ran until 4 o'clock. This year, it's till 3:30. And so, brought in alignment with them, it's a lot easier for the kids to get up to practice. We've got students who participate in the clubs up there, like the eSports club that's after school. So we've had cheerleaders, we've had managers for the different sports. So anything that's available at Buffalo High School, activities or club-wise, is also available to New West students.
So the purpose of education, to state the blindingly obvious, is to prepare young people for adult life. What kind of skills do you feel that a New West student is being prepared? What is graduating success looks like? Are these students college bound? Are they bound for apprenticeships? Are they going straight into the workforce in lower skilled labour? What does success look like from your graduating classes? What are you hoping for?
So, to answer that question, we begin every student's experience by working with them and writing an individualized learning plan. And that's something that's there's sort of a minimum requirement of all students in all alternative schools in the state to have an individual learning plan. And so we ask them to set goals for themselves. And whether they're a senior or a freshman, we want to know what they want to do with themselves. And that might be going to a four-year college. That might be heading to the military. That might be heading straight into the workforce. And, of course, during your time here, their plans may change, but we're in regular communication with our students about what it is that they want to do. So we had 18 graduates last year.
Out of a cohort of?
18, yeah. So all of our
students. So 100% success.
Yes. So of those students, several are in college at Black Hills State or Sheridan College. I think there's one down at UW. So several are in college. A lot were already employed and so are still in the workforce. Some of them, their goal was to move out of the state and go live with some other family and try a different experience out, and we were happy to help them however we could. So, you know, in terms of what does a graduate look like and how do we help them get there, in addition to the curriculum, we have a half-hour period of time each day that we call our essential skills time. It's also time where they can have some breakfast and kind of recharge for the day. But we bring in people from the community as frequently as we can. So as an example, last week we brought in the county attorney and a couple of local law enforcement officers just to introduce themselves and introduce, you know, how the justice system works in general to our students and let them ask questions. And those gentlemen are going to come back for the next few weeks each Thursday. And so it's will be an ongoing conversation that these kids are able to have with our local law enforcement and justice system representatives. And, you know, for me, you know, that an understanding of how those things work is part of being a good citizen, right? You know, the questions that they have, what if I'm the victim of a crime? What do I do if I see a crime? How do I address these things? They may not have had an opportunity to have those questions answered before, and so we're hoping that's an arrangement that lasts but for the foreseeable future. We've also had people come in and talk. We had Don Brannaman from the Family Crisis Center come in. We've had, Bill Hawley was here a few weeks ago and did a training, you know, for suicide prevention in his capacity, working with Johnson County Public Health. So whatever we can present to our students, it's going to help them live a well-rounded life no matter what they decide to do. We're going to try to give them those experiences.
So what kind of struggles do you have, and what do you think the big challenges are? I mean, you've got a very comprehensive program designed very specifically to target and address kind of individual needs. What, you know, do students find this easy? Does it go smoothly? Is it bumpy? What do you see on a week-by-week basis?
I don't think students find it easy. One of the things that we like to say is that we give students a hand up and not hand out, right? So we're here to help however we can. And so we certainly facilitate the education process for them. So what is it we can do to make the experience better? We have two goals. New West High School has two goals. One is to give each of our students a pathway to a diploma, and the second one is for them to have a good experience doing it.
Okay.
Those are the things that we care about. And so, yeah, we've got students who will experience some challenges along the way, and those could be things outside of school, those could be struggles that they have academically in school. But we think in the connections that we help the kids make in the community and the connections that we have in the community, what we do is we just sort of weave a finer safety net. And so if a student's experiencing or we think that they might start experiencing any challenges, we've already got the resources to handle things. And so on a day-to-day basis, we don't struggle. The classrooms here, feel academic. They feel positive. All of our students, all of our graduating seniors, we did an exit survey with them last year, and we asked them a series of questions, but 100% of them felt like coming here was the right choice. 100% of them said that they would recommend New West to peers. 100% of them said that they felt like they were valued and respected here. And for students who may not have had positive experiences before in the school system, we find that to be a tremendous success. So there's still things that we work on. We do a climate survey in addition to that exit survey, but there's a state mandated, I hate that word, but there's a state mandated climate survey that we provide both in the fall and the spring. And that pointed to some areas for improvement. And we've already tried to address some of those. One of the things that our students told us last year was that there were some issues with peer-to-peer interactions. And so that's why we spent some additional time at the beginning of this year with the team building. And, if you don't get along with someone, how do we address that?
It's a small place to not be getting along with somebody.
It is, right?
You're rubbing up against them every day.
Yeah, when you've only got six classes and there's only, a few teachers to rotate among, you're going to be spending a lot of time with the same people. And so that's what we talk about with kids is, you don't have to be best friends with everybody, but just like in any sort of workplace, you've got to find a way to get along. And we haven't had issues with that.
So just a few questions about enrollment.
Yeah.
Can you jump in any time, or do you need to wait for a new school year?
So we accept applications in the spring and then about this time of the year. And so our application is live online right now. And so we enroll new students at the beginning of the school year, so August, and then again in January.
Okay.
And so 18 or 19 of our students were new to us in August this year, and will be staying with us for the remainder of the year. Since we've got a few early graduates, and we had a couple of students move out of state right at the beginning of the year, their families just had different plans, we're going to have some openings. I think we've got about six openings we anticipate for January, and so we'll have new students joining us then, whether that's six or fewer. Remains to be seen, but we'll begin that process. And what that looks like is whether students and their families choose to apply online on our website. There's a Google form that they can fill out.
Okay. Where is that on the Johnson County School District website under the New West section?
Yeah. If we go there, it's New West. It should be found pretty easily, and it can also be downloaded and printed and brought in as well. And so it's about a six-page application. We ask the students to fill out a component and then the parents or guardians to fill out a component. And then the counselor, Julie Heil, and I take a look at it. And if that looks like a good match for us or a potential good match, we connect with the counselors at the other schools and ask some questions and see what their feelings are about it. And the next step is then to have an interview with both the student and the parents or guardians. And after that interview, we either offer them a spot at New West or we say, well, I don't think it's going to work out right now, and either we recommend that they
So what might be a reason that an application is declined?
That could happen for several reasons. One, we could be full. Two, our priority is always going to be the students we've already got enrolled. And so if there's been negative interactions between an applicant and a student who's already enrolled here to the severity where it might impact somebody's education, we're always going to err on the side of the student who's already enrolled. So that could be another thing. We look at students' interests, too, and if they're really tied into some of the elective offerings that Buffalo High School has or that they've experienced in the middle school, we might choose not to take that away from them. It's not possible to offer things like we hear a lot that students are really interested in the types of the technology and computer programs, say, or the choir and band. And so since we don't offer those things, and if those are places where the students have had some really positive successes, then we'll say, you know, we're gonna hold on to your application. We'll see how things go. We could revisit it again in the future, but for now we say, we don't like to say no, but yeah, it's not going to fit right now, right?
So if a parent or a guardian or a student is listening to this, can they call you up and talk about it a little bit first, or is it all straight to the online application?
No, yeah, I get a lot of phone calls from parents. Our number is there on the website too. Is it safe to say the phone
Absolutely.
Number?
Absolutely, please say the phone number. Save everybody scrambling for their website.
So we're 307-217-7030. And so if you call New West High School, you'll probably get our administrative assistant, Myra Camino, on the phone. And she can answer questions. You can talk directly with me. If you'd like to talk with teachers, we can arrange that too, or our counselor, Julie Heil. That works out. I've met with parents. I've met with a couple of parents of potential applicants in the last week or so. So whatever we can do to answer people's questions about New West or make people feel more comfortable if their student is thinking about applying, happy to do it.
Well, thank you. And thank you very much, Mike, for explaining what New West High School is all about, what it offers, who it's for, and we wish you every success, especially with this graduating class of your fourth year, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Your fourth graduating class.
Well, happy to do it, and thank you for the opportunity.
You're
Kate.
Very welcome. Thank you, Mike.